Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, it's a great day if you're a duck. summer months in Alabama, you gotta love them, right? We want to start off a little bit today. You know, we've been watching things for the past couple of weeks, and we've been seeing the same things that you have been. And with rising costs and with some people's current financial situations, you know, some of you might be finding it hard to maybe even save a little bit. And if you're deciding to retire right now, you might be putting that off, but that could be costly for you. So I guess the question right now, Gary, for a lot of people is, you know, can I afford to retire right now? Because I've already dipped so far into my retirement savings, and you know, this inflation thing's really starting to be a pain. Does it make sense for me to retire right now?
Well, I think I said on a show a couple of weeks ago, we're not in Kansas anymore. You know, we've had a decade of low interest rates, low inflation, and due to COVID and some other things going on, mainly for things that have gone on in the world for the last 2 years, our next few years are going to be a lot different than the ones that we've just come through. So people are seeing that they're having to adjust things. It's nice when the economy's growing and when the stock market is just on a nice run where it's always going up, but you know, now we're seeing stock market volatility that has contributed to shifting in retirement timelines. Some people are not able to retire because the money that they've saved has actually gone down in value in the last few months. But the good news is, you know, as we deal with these things, you know, we're Americans, we adapt, and people are adapting to the higher cost of gasoline and groceries and, you know, virtually everything that we're using right now is seeing a cost increase. So, yeah, the question is, should you retire right now? Well, if you can afford to, yeah, it would be a good time. But a lot of people are finding that they may have to push those retirement plans back based on what they're doing with and what they're dealing with. We are seeing an uptick in people that are looking for professional financial advice because as we deal with our higher cost, it means people are looking more at budgets than they did. Some people may have never done a budget, may have never written down a financial plan. So for some of you, yeah, if you have to retire right now, you may have to make some adjustments. So it's going to be different for everybody. That's why we ask people to come in and sit and talk with us.
So we encourage our radio program listeners to call for a complimentary strategy session, a complimentary consultation about your retirement with Retirement Your Way. Brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, you ask, what are people doing? Well, you know, people are making substitutions for groceries. They may be canceling some subscriptions to things that they've paid for years. They may be changing vacation plans. These are all things. They may be looking at planning trips a lot better so that you're not wasting a whole lot of gas. Those are little things that people are doing. Probably one of the most important things you can do is take a look at your financial plan and see if your budget is where it needs to be. See if you have something written down that you can go back and look at to see if you're on track. And those are the kinds that we sit down with, kinds of things that we sit down with folks when they come in to help them look at long-term plans. I tell people, don't make knee-jerk reactions. You know, make a plan and evaluate that plan regularly with a financial professional so that you can see, okay, are we getting better or worse?
Gary, are you more optimistic or pessimistic about the next 12 months, and how has that affected your conversations with people in planning?
I always tell everybody I'm optimistic. I mean, we are Americans. We always come back. Our stock market has always been resilient. So yes, am I optimistic that eventually we're going to be back in a better position than we are right now? Absolutely. Am I pessimistic about the really short-term results we're going to have to deal with in the next few months? Yes, I am, because inflation is our worst enemy right now. Inflation is still eating at us at somewhere around a 7 to 8% rate. That means our buying power is being reduced every year. And the way that the Federal Reserve is dealing with that is to raise interest rates. Well, when you raise interest rates, you raise the cost for borrowing for companies, and companies pass those increased costs along. And when you pass those increased costs along, it affects everything. Higher interest rates causes our stock market to go down. So people are seeing that their 401ks that they may not have looked at for a long time, compared to last year, there's probably a pretty good dip for a lot of people's accounts. And if you're about to retire, that's a pretty serious thing, because you may have been saying for years, well, I know I've got, let's say, $500,000 saved for retirement. Well, if it just went down 25%, you've lost about 100,000 of that, and you're faced with either trying to figure out a way to make it up or a way to cut your expenses so that you can afford to live on less money. So I'm optimistic, but I'm realistic. So you have to be able to look at where you are and look where you want to be. And that's what's important about sitting down with someone like us to come and talk about, well, am I trying to make this up, or do I think I can make some cuts somewhere?
And that's why we encourage our listeners to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session with Relax and Retire Financial Services. It's as easy as picking up the phone, even if it's on the weekend. Leave a message or write this number down, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, the reason people are worried is because when you look at the money that you've saved for retirement, it's like I've said, and what people say to us all the time, this is all the money I've got probably for the rest of my life. So it's important to protect it. It's important to try and make it grow where you can. But you know, you have to worry about risks that are going to affect how that money is going to grow. So you know, be optimistic, but don't be like an ostrich and stick your head in the sand, because this is a time where you really have to take a look at where your money is and how it's growing, or whether it has a chance of going down in value based on what current situations are presenting to us.
That's right. And you know, Gary, for most people, they have done a great job in saving for retirement, and they've built up a pretty good nest egg, you know. But as there's, for some people, as they're getting closer to the big day of retirement, how long do you think they'll need to make that nest egg last?
Well, most people really don't sit down and think about how long they're going to be in retirement. For people today, if you're 65 and retiring, you're probably going to be living for at least 30 more years. And in some instances, because our lifespan keeps getting longer and longer, you're going to have to plan for a lot longer period that you're going to have to keep your money growing or use your money. Here's some kind of numbers that we can give you to help you think about it. Now, let's say you're retiring at 30. So you need to have 1x your salary saved by the time you're 30. By the time you're 40, you need to have 3x your annual salary saved. So if you have, if you're making $100,000 a year and you want to retire at 40, I wouldn't recommend that, but you need at least $300,000 saved. By age 50, you need 6x your average salary saved. By age 50, by age 60, you need 8x your our annual retirement. So if you're 60 years old and about to retire and you're making $100,000 a year, you need to have at least $800,000 in savings. And by 67, that's grown to 10 times the amount that you need so that you can make your money last for as long as you live. Longevity is one of the second, I'd say the second or third biggest risk to retirement.
That's right, Gary. So, I mean, that's a lot of figures and savings to think up. And for some of us, it's almost impossible to believe that we would need that much in retirement. But let's keep in mind that when you retire, you don't have that steady income coming in like you used to. And there are new things that are affecting retirement right now. You know, inflation is the biggest one. I mean, we're hearing it. And we're seeing the gas prices in some areas go down below, you know, $4 a gallon. And I think that's only like a short-term fix, but that's in my opinion. But we're starting to see things, but we're also paying more for our goods because of some of the suppliers having problems getting the products back in on the shelves. So it's costing us more in order to retire, you know. And some of these numbers might sound like they're a safe number, but consider that, you know, 30 years of savings might not be enough. And it might make you to decide that you might need to plan a little bit longer. And so what are your thoughts about that?
About income planning?
Income planning.
Income planning is probably the most important thing you can do to ensure that you can retire your way. Because when you retire, none of your bills go away. Maybe some of your bills, if you're commuting to work, your gas bill may go down. But your light bill, some of your insurance costs, your groceries, your entertainment expenses, all those expenses are going to be there when you retire. We tell folks, you know, in your first year of retirement, you're probably going to spend a little bit more than you spent the last year when you were still working, because all of a sudden you've got more time to do things. So income planning is the most important thing you can do. Some people just say, well, you know, I'm just going to put all my money in my 401k. Well, that's nice. That's a good place to put your money, but it's probably not the best place to put all of your money, because in a 401k, you're putting your money in a tax-deferred account. If our expenses are going up, and if we're dealing with more and more people using health care like Medicare, the government's expenses are going to go up, so your taxes are going to go up. So it's important to have a dedicated and reliable source of income in retirement. Most of us think of that as Social Security, but Social Security was never, ever intended to provide for all your expenses in retirement. It was designed to help the people that need it the most have a basic level of income that they could count on. So having an additional source of income that you can count on monthly, annually, whatever your preference is probably the most important thing that we sit down and talk with folks about every day.
And that's why we encourage, once again, if you're listening to this program, why not pick up the phone, call Relax and Retire Financial Services, and take advantage of the offer to sit down with Gary Garner and Vicki Miller and the gang at Relax and Retire Financial Services for a complimentary strategy session. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Gary, let me ask you a question. What have you found when people come in and sit down and talk with you that they want?
What do they want?
What do they want? What are they looking
peace
for?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind would be great, right?
Yeah.
I can't share any more of mine.
Well, they want a couple things. They definitely want income planning, because income is the most important thing that you have to have in retirement, unless you want to go live with your kids or have a major change in your lifestyle. They want an understanding of how much they can spend. You know, a lot of people throw out the 4% rule. You know, you could safely pull out about 4% of a retirement account as long as that retirement account is growing, and you'll never run out of money. Well, that has been challenged more and more in the last year or so, because with our increased cost and our longevity, the 4% rule for pulling money out just doesn't hold anymore. So they're looking for guaranteed income. They're looking for a way to know how much they can safely spend without running out of money. And they're looking for an advisor that seems to be knowledgeable about how they can protect their money. You know, I used to kid my stockbroker. You know, he'd call me up and say, well, let's put money in this investment. You know, I'm not a stockbroker. But when you invest in stocks, you have to be right twice. You have to be right when you buy it, and you have to be right when you sell it. I used to kid him and say, you know what, if you're that good, why are you ever calling me? All you need to do is keep making investments and making money. So you need to have a perspective on how you're saving your money. You need to put your money in different places so that when different things occur, like COVID, that cause our prices to go up, that cause our supply chains to get interrupted, that you're going to be able to make some adaptations in the way that you're spending your money. I can't give you a set number that you can pull out every year without sitting down and talking with you and saying, well, how much are you spending? Because that's the first key. And that's why people are probably looking at budgets more right now, because you have to know how much you expect to spend in a year.
Gary, we talk about budgets and budgeting and sitting down and how much you've got, how much you're going to pay out, and what your expenses are. And we keep repeating it, but it really is important. Because when we have people come in and sit down and talk with you, and we ask, well, about how much do you need a month to retire off of? They have this glazed look over their face. And they're like, oh, we've just never really thought about that. I mean, we just pay our bills. Because they know how much they have. They know how much that they're spending. And it doesn't become real until they actually have to come up with a figure. So it sounds like the things that you were talking about when someone comes in to sit down with you, income planning, understanding how much they can spend safely, and having someone to talk with that's knowledgeable, sounds like typical thoughts, right? Are there any other things that are missing from those three topics?
Well, don't go ask your neighbor. And don't believe everything you read on the internet. You know, I tell people, be knowledgeable about how you're making your retirement decisions. And having said that, you know, I like to go on the internet. But boy, when you go on the internet and Google something, you're going to get pages and pages of information. Don't forget, some of those pages are trying to sell you something. So you need someone knowledgeable that can help you sift through some of that information so that you can use the information that's pertinent and good for you, but don't get overwhelmed.
And you need someone to help with the plan. Vicki, I think many of us don't have a plan, and we need a plan. And y'all can help folks formulate that plan for their retirement. All we have to do is pick up the phone and make that appointment with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So, you know, we talk about income, and income is absolutely the most important thing in retirement. Because, and we've said this for years, you don't want to run out of income, run out of money, before you run out of life. And the second thing I think people really don't want to grasp and grapple with is our longevity. You know, when Social Security first started, people were retiring at 65. But you know what the average lifespan was? Around 59. So most people were never, ever going to collect a dime of Social Security. Today, the average lifespan for a man is around 85. Now, that's average. That means half of us are going to live well beyond 85. Our medical science is helping us to live into our late 90s or late 80s, 90s. And there's some articles that are projecting within the next few years, we're going to be having a lot of people that are living more than 100. So longevity is one of the things that people don't really want to think about. You know, it's easy to say, I want to save this much money and I'll take out this percentage per year. But we have people come in and say, well, I may not need to provide for it for that long because I may not live that long. And my question to you is, what if you do? What if you live? You need to be factoring in longevity as part of a major component of your income planning, and having an income that never stops, no matter how old you get. That's something that probably can make some of that planning a little bit easier. And then, of course, the next component is healthcare.
Gary, I just read an article that said that researchers from the University of Washington estimate that human lifespans could be pushed up to the age of 124 years old.
Wow.
And they'll start living into the 120s this century. Can you think about that? You're talking about longevity. You're talking about living longer. And we're sitting here talking about budgeting, and we're just worried about a little budget sheet. Well, can I afford this extra bag of chips this week?
Yeah. Can I afford to live those extra 24 years?
Can I afford that? I mean, what will happen by then? You know, they're already working on designs of flying cars. You know, we've got a lot of other advancements that we thought would be here a lot sooner. But can you imagine that the average lifespan is 100, will soon possibly be 124 years of age? And that just goes back into something else that was recently published that raised some eyebrows. You know, it was estimating that an average 65-year-old couple will spend a amount of $315,000 on health care costs during retirement. So if you just take that number and you want to break it down, it, you know, and I'm not projecting off living to 124 years. I'm kind of taking it as an average of like right now. You know, women will need at least an extra $15,000 because they tend to live longer, as you say,
they
routinely.
Do.
You know, how do you build for future health care costs for each person into a retirement plan?
Well, the first thing is you do is you live healthily, and I there is no magic about how do you afford health care as you get older. You take care of yourself as best you can. Medical science, like you say, is helping us to live longer and longer, and that figure you just mentioned is about average, about $315,000 for a couple. Both around the age of 65 to spend over their lifetime, and that's maybe estimating for about 25-30 years, for Medicare premiums, for deductibles, for out-of-pocket cost, and for incidental expenses that go along with maintaining our health care. Next to income, health care is our biggest concern and one of our largest costs in retirement. Not only the health care daily, but the longer we live, the more chance that you're going to need some form of some type of long-term care. And I'm not saying living in a nursing home. It might be moving into a smaller house. It might be having aides come in to help you when maybe you can't perform all the things you need to do by yourself. It might be that you need some sort of family help. But most of us, if we live long enough, and the statistics say that about 70% of us will need some sort of long-term health care in our lives.
And at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, you have some products that have that built-in long-term care benefit.
We do.
So we encourage folks to pick up the phone and call for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, I never undervalue the importance of providing for your health care as you get older. Medicare is something we all expect that will provide the bulk of the expense for our care. But that's just not true. Medicare only pays a small part of what we're going to need to maintain our health care. And Medicare is not free. You know, when you turn 65, you can sign up for Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. And those are important things because each one of those components has a cost, and we can help you take a look at that. Medicare, a lot of people think Medicare covers long-term health care expenses. Medicare will cover about 20%. Medicare will cover 100% of your first 20 days in a long-term care facility. After that, after day 100, Medicare stops, and you assume all those costs. So, in many of our strategies, there are income doublers built in for at the time that you would need some of that. We hope you'll never need it, but just think if you do need it, wouldn't it be nice that your guaranteed income has a way to increase to help you offset some of those costs? Because most people don't want to be a burden to their family, but really that's where long-term health care starts. It starts with your family trying to help take care of you, starts with them giving their time, sometimes their money. But at some point, that can get overwhelming, and that's when we start looking at things like assisted living. The worst-case scenario is living in a full-time nursing facility. Even as early as 2017, that cost was about $85,000 a year, and it's ballooned well up to near $100,000 per year today. So, you know, taking care of yourself is a big part of making sure that you can help control your healthcare expenses. But then other than that, you know, just make sure you're using the right plan that'll take care of as many of your needs as possible.
That's right, Gary. So especially in retirement, those that are lacking a pension, you keep alluding back to the 401ks and things, you know, should really look for ways to diversify their income, especially during these times, so that they can maintain the lifestyle that they've worked so hard toward, and that they are currently in retirement, that they don't have to give up and readjust. And hopefully by listening to us, you'll be able to give us a call and have that conversation with us, even if it's over the telephone. We certainly will be eager to talk with you to help you answer some of those questions.
So. You can also call for tickets to an upcoming seminar.
You can. Just give us a call and see what we're doing. We're always into something somewhere.
Tell us a bit about your seminars.
Well, our seminars are a fun event, and I'm speaking from my experience. We just finished up a round, and one thing that happens in our seminars is that the people that sit with one another seem to enjoy being with each other, complete strangers. And they get to talk with each other, and we talk a lot about being careful of talking about your neighbor about investments, but they're able to meet people who have the same concerns and are there for the same reasons that they are, or similar reasons. And it just makes being at our seminar easier to open up the conversation when you come in and talk with Gary. Lori, they're fun and educational, and I can't give away all of our secrets that we talk about in there because they're proprietary, but it's definitely worth you picking up that phone and giving us a call.
Very good. Thank you so much, Vicki Miller and Gary Garner with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, and we encourage you to pick up that phone for tickets to an upcoming seminar or a complimentary strategy session. The numbers are 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.